Welcome back, guys, to Gaming with X-Ray News with me, your host, Jack Fuller. This is the podcast where I just chat about the weekly goings-on in the gaming world. So to start us off, let's talk about two very interesting pieces of DLC that hit the Xbox Live marketplace this week, starting with Dawn God, and then we'll move on to the extended cut for Mass Effect 3. Now, Dawn God launched for the Xbox 360 yesterday on the 24th of June for Skyrim. It's an add-on. It's massive. It's absolutely massive. Now, before I get into details concerning Dawn God, I just want to talk about a statement made earlier in the year by IGN's very own Greg Miller. Now, he captioned Harley Quinn's Revenge, which was a piece of downloadable content for Batman Arkham City, and he captioned it as what DLC should be. And I personally had to totally disagree with him there. I want to make it clear that this isn't a personal attack on Greg Miller. I think he's extremely passionate about the video games. I think he's extremely passionate about video games, and he gets a lot of unjustified negative stick from the internet. And there are many occasions where I do agree with him, but in this case, I don't. I reviewed Harley Quinn's Revenge for X-Ray News, and I gave it a solid 7 out of 10. It was passable. I felt it lacked certain things in very important areas, and it lasted only roughly 2 hours, okay? And it was priced at 800 Microsoft points. Now, if we compare that side by side with Dawn God, I know Skyrim and Batman Arkham City are very different games, but Dawn God offers anything from 10 hours to 20 hours of gameplay for double the price. That's over 5 times the amount of gameplay that Harley Quinn's Revenge had. Now, I played a lot of Dawn God yesterday, and I hardly felt like I scratched the surface. There's a massive quest line, so it's broken down into two factions. You can either join Harkon, the Vampire Lords, or the Dawn God, who are vampire hunters. And Harkon's on this evil plot to blot out the sun, because vampires in Skyrim are affected by the sun, like most traditional vampires, and the Dawn God want to stop him. But the brilliance of adding in two separate story arcs, which have to be experienced in different playthroughs, really helps to add to the value of Dawn God. I'm one of those people who are lucky enough to have enough disposable income to spend money on a lot of downloadable content as soon as it comes out. But if I weren't in such a fortunate position, I would definitely consider Dawn God as worthy of my money. And it's a stable buy because you get a lot out of it. You get a lot out of Dawn God, and that's good. Whereas if I was looking towards Harley Quinn's Revenge, unless I was a massive, massive Batman Arkham City fan, which I kind of am. I love Batman Arkham City. I love Arkham Asylum. But I really wouldn't get Harley Quinn's Revenge because looking at the reviews, it's pretty much stable. There's nothing amazing about it. It was very lackluster. I felt that it was overhyped, definitely. So yeah, Dawn God is amazing, guys. If you own Skyrim, then you should definitely get it. I've been playing Skyrim on and off for months now, ever since it came out. But even so, I was slowly getting bored of doing the same quest lines, doing the Thieves Guild, the Dark Brotherhood quest lines. They're starting to get a bit repetitive, but Dawn God adds in so much. You get crossbows, you get armored trolls, werewolf and vampires now have their own perk trees. It is a fantastic piece of DLC, and it's definitely how DLC should be done. Now, moving swiftly on, I mentioned that I wanted to talk about Mass Effect 3. And as you can guess, I want to talk more specifically about the ending. So, for those of you living under a rock, the ending caused a bit of a stir with fans. And some even took BioWare and EA to court over false advertising pretenses. Now, fans just didn't feel that the ending lived up to their hopes and their dreams. And that's fair enough. You can spend 3 games building up to this climactic moment, only for that climax to flop. I can understand the annoyance. I personally wasn't too bothered by the ending. I was kind of sitting on the fence with it. I was expecting something more, but Mass Effect 3 for me is all about the journey. I've played it from number one, and it's all about the character development and putting in the hours. It's not really about the ending, because whatever happened happens, and there's nothing you can change. You can't have a meaningful ending because those meaningful choices can't continue anywhere past the ending. So, to counter this fan outcry, BioWare kind of caved in, and they released yesterday the extended cut for Mass Effect 3, which adds in new dialogue options, new cutscenes, and a whole new ending. So, without dropping any spoilers, basically at the end you had 3 choices. Blue, green, and red. And each one of them was kind of the same. They're pretty much very, very similar. But they add in a whole new separate ending. So the whole point of this add-on was to not change the ending, but to add more understanding and closure. By way of obviously wanted to address the fans that they felt were left being confused. And that's fair enough. They just wanted to add a bit more closure. I'm yet to play through the extended cut, but I'm hoping that is a job for the weekend after I get through Dawnguard. So I will definitely let you know my feelings on the extended cut in next week's podcast. So moving totally on from DLC and onto the recent E3 2012. Unfortunately, I missed most of the convention because I was on holiday in Hong Kong. But I have caught up, and I have to say this, Microsoft's conference was very, very lackluster to say the least. They really didn't have much to show. The highlight for them was the announcement of Xbox Smart Glass, which is a new way to connect your Xbox to your smartphone, your tablet and your TV. It's an interesting concept and I really look forward to seeing what the developers do with it. But there's definitely a lack of drive in the Microsoft department. When one of your biggest announcement is the fact that Internet Explorer is coming to console when we should have had it years ago, you know you're in trouble. Or you know there's not enough energy there to really get the crowds going. They showed off some good games, but there were no exclusives apart from Halo 4 and Gears of War Judgment, which I'm funnily enough not excited for. Halo 4, yes, that's totally on my radar. It's blipping. But Gears of War Judgment just hasn't had an impact on me yet, I'm sorry to say. So they definitely need an injection of energy in the Microsoft department. But the one positive aspect of E3 were the games, though. Like I've mentioned, Ubisoft shocked everyone with Watch Dogs, and games such as Star Wars 1313 and the new Tomb Raider game look really, really promising. I'm actually really looking forward to this Tomb Raider game. I've played bits of the old Tomb Raider game, but this game just looks really, really gritty, and it just looks fun, which is what I like from a game. It's almost as if we're seeing these next-gen games before we've seen next-gen consoles. Watch Dogs is meant to come out for the Xbox 360. There is no way in hell that this Xbox 360 is technically able to run a game like Watch Dogs at its best. I would rather wait for the next generation of consoles to come out so I can play Watch Dogs on that console rather than play a dumbed-down version of Watch Dogs on my Xbox 360. Same with Star Wars 1313. That game looks like the mature Star Wars games that fans have been craving for ages, and it looks good. There's a shift away from Jedi Knights and lightsabers, and it's all about a bounty hunter. And if LucasArts pulls it off well, then they've done a really top draw Star Wars game. Now, unfortunately, it seems both Microsoft and Sony are being very strict and sticking to their specific console lifespans, and no doubt we'll see an announcement in 2013. But if we don't, then I think people will start getting bored and actually move on to PC gaming, because PC gamers have always had the option to upgrade whenever they want, when a new graphics card comes out, and they can always run these top end games if you've got a decent rig. But unfortunately, if you're a console gamer, that just doesn't happen. So anyways, guys, it's a bit of a short podcast day because I got to go out and go to work. But thank you for listening. Thank you for taking the time to listen. Remember, you can always hit me up on Twitter at @Jack_X3News. And remember to head over to the site, www.X3News itself, for everything that I've talked about today and more. These podcasts are now also going to be uploaded to YouTube, but you can still subscribe on iTunes. So until next time, guys, happy gaming, enjoy Dawnguard, enjoy the extended cut of Mass Effect 3, and I shall speak to you next Wednesday with Gaming with X3 News.